We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, they are a flawed team, but they are in first place, and we got to take stock of that. What it means from here, everyone can weigh in. 215-592-9494. We have crafted, I would say this is kind of a bizarro Twitter poll question of the day, and I'll tell you why in a moment. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is looking to hire for a wide variety of positions, looking to join a winning team. You can go to DelawarePark.com/careers for information. So I say bizarro because we're going to ask the same sort of question we've asked many times already this year. Which of these players is the Phillies' best option for center field? But we're going to do it this way. We're going to put a guy into this poll, Nick Maton, who's never played center field. Now, Segura's coming back soon. We don't know exactly when he's coming back soon. There's talk that Maton might move to center. So we're going to take an infielder and put him in the outfield as a possibility. The four choice. We're also going to leave Scott Kingery off. So Kingery, who's been up and down and in and out, and he's probably going to go back out when Segura comes up, I would think. But here's our poll today. Which of these players is the Phillies' best option for center field? Brace yourself. A, Odubel Herrera. B, Nick Maton. C, Mickey Moniak. D, Roman Quinn. E, John Ritchie. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
E.
All right, let's go to the phones. That's a rough poll.
I'm even worse than them.
But they got to figure it out, man. I mean, it's crazy. All right, these two teams, Sixers, Phils, do you think they see it all the way through? I really don't. I think the Phils will not win the division. I think the Sixers will not claim the conference in the playoffs. I'm hoping both prove me wrong. We'll see. Colin in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
Yo, what up?
Hi, Colin.
Hey, man, Phillies definitely need some help. And like you said, we're going to get some reinforcements with Segura. Man, I don't want Maton going to the outfield, though. Man, we could sit down Didi and put him at short. We could sit down Boehm and put Segura at third.
I'm not a big believer in Maton long term. But if they can squeeze if they can squeeze a week out of him, a month out of him, give it a shot. I mean, as opposed to playing a guy that hits 100? I think the Phillies to work Maton out, shagging flies and all, to try to get him to develop as a center fielder. I mean, as opposed to what? Playing one of these other guys? I'm glad they're going to try it.
Man, I just don't like the idea of it. I mean, I know we did it with Kingery. And Kingery played a whole year in center field in college.
Who's the answer? You tell me. If it's not Maton, who is it?
I mean, there's no good answer.
Well, what is it?
A guy in center field who's literally never played outfield before. I mean, we got to find someone else. I don't know who that is.
That's the point. Like I think he gives us the best chance because we've seen what the other guys give us.
I'm with John. I mean, as of now,
It's not because I think he'll be great. I think he'll be better than what we've seen from the other guys.
And Colin, I'm going to ask you for a third time. I know you're not dodging me because you want to dodge me. It's almost like at a loss for words to how to answer the question. I'm going to ask it again. If the Phils don't make a trade, who do you think they should play at center field?
I mean, they could sign me. I played center field in college.
Doesn't count as an answer. I'm going to ask you for a fourth time. If they don't make a trade, who should they play at center field?
Joe, I will accept the major league minimum to be the Philly center fielder.
Okay, there it is.
I couldn't believe,
he just refuses to answer.
Last night, once again, on the amazing play made by JT at the plate.
Yep.
Odubel, once again, and nothing was made about this on the TV copy, but this was a hit that I thought had a chance to be caught. That we've seen Odubel repeatedly, and it would have been an amazing play, I guess. But he's running full speed to come up on a ball and then stops and allows it to bounce to field it. Why not lay out? We don't see Odubel lay out. And I thought he could have. Again, and it's a recurrent theme. That really bothers me. And then the throw itself was horrendous.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
JT somehow turned that throw that was, you know, 5 feet over his head into an incredible out at the plate. But man, he's not only is he taking the first pitch no matter what, but and then you know, his hit last night that he was celebrating like it was something special was just a mere dribbly do right up the, you know, he was lucky that no one was nearby. He's not hitting.
No, he's
he
not
doesn't.
Hitting.
He doesn't. My problem is it doesn't feel like he's giving effort at times in center field. And that's probably not the case.
I think that's the way it looks. Yeah, I think it's his instincts.
It's instincts. Yeah. It's uncertainty.
Yeah.
But it ends up being he's not getting to balls I think are gettable.
Yeah. All right. Well, look. Speaking of center field, and maybe this guy can be the Philly starting center fielder later today. Probably not. Happy 90th birthday to one of the true living legends in American sports, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, 90 years old today. I had the chance to meet Willie Mays about 15 years ago. It was a tremendous thrill. He turns 90 today. In honor of the great Willie Mays, let's talk some living legends as we give away today a hand and stone massage and facial spa gift card for a one-hour massage or facial. You can give mom more for less this Mother's Day, of course, coming up in just a couple days with this special gift card savings at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Mom deserves to restore, relax, and reset. Visit any of Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas, 55 spas in Delaware, South Jersey, Philly, and the Lehigh Valley. Of course, you can also go to handandstone.com for all the information. John, when you think living legend, there's sports, there's musicians, there's politicians, there are, I don't know, entertainers of many different ways. John, living legend. I don't know if you're going Mount Rushmore or not. Who comes to mind for you?
Well, he founded a little rock band named Led Zeppelin. Jimmy Page, doing crazy new things. We talked about Black Dog yesterday.
Yep.
I was going to say, back-to-back days of Led Zeppelin answers.
Innovative sounds, man. Getting a bow, like a violin bow out to play his guitar up there on stage. He's 77. He's still around. He's going strong. You know, he's managing their library. He's doing it all. Jimmy Page is a living legend.
Page is a great answer. I saw Page and Plant in concert at, I think it was the Wells Fargo Center, probably about 15 years ago. Seltzer,
man,
living
legend. Awesome.
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous. Living legend, James. Who do you have?
I'm going to guess that neither of you have heard of my living legend. I didn't want to take him out Rushmore. I had not heard of him until this morning, but I think you'll agree this man is a living legend. Reynolf Fiennes.
Okay. Who is
ex-British Special Forces. The only person to journey around the world on its polar axis using surface transport only. Became the first to cross the Antarctic continent unsupported. 4 months after suffering a heart attack and a double bypass operation, he ran 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents.
Wow.
He became the oldest Brit to conquer Mount Everest, and he's the first person in the history of the world to reach the North and South Poles and scale Mount Everest. Reynolf Fiennes, living legend.
That is awesome.
What drives that guy?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Wow.
This is just my guess, John. I bet you, unlike James Seltzer, that guy knows there's a difference between the North Pole and the South Pole.
You're damn right. Why do you think I chose this guy?
A little reference there. Which maybe
we might
have to bring that audio back.
Probably not today because it's a short show. Maybe tomorrow?
No, maybe today.
You're saying unassisted? He went to the North Pole and South Pole?
Unsupported, unassisted. Like he tried to walk across Antarctica by himself. And he got severe frostbite in 3 of his fingers.
Why would you do that?
And cut off his fingers in his backyard instead of going to the hospital.
No way.
This guy's a maniac.
Like Ronnie Lott right there. All right, 215-592-9494. Look, I don't know who wins this. I have 7 or 8 that come to mind for living legend. I'm going to try to avoid those that I think are the ultimate Mount Rushmores. I'll say one certainly up there in the world of sports. He's the only guy alive that has 11 NBA titles. Matter of fact, he's the only guy that's ever won 11 NBA titles as a player, mm-hmm. and that's Bill Russell. And a couple of them he won as a coach. I think it might have been two. I think two he won as a player coach. Bill Russell, living legend. Look, there's a lot of big ones from sports. There's a lot of big ones outside of sports. Ultimate living legend, I'm really not sure. Let's see where the phone calls go. 215-592-9494 to Ryan and Delco right now. Ryan, you're on WIP.
Sweet! Wheels up, brooms out, gentlemen. Good morning.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man.
So if anybody needs to pick me up this morning before I get to my Philly point,
yep.
go on YouTube and look up the first 5 seconds of the Capitals-Rangers game.
Oh, I first 5 seconds. How about all
line
other
fight, baby line
all,
fight?
All other parts of the game. I mean, there were tons of fights in that game. That was tremendous.
So right now the Phillies aren't playing that great. We pointed it out every day, but we're still in first place. And when everything gets clicking, I do think we have a shot to take the division.
Well, they got a shot. I mean, of course they got a shot. I just think in the end they'll fall short. Is unfortunately, you know, where I'm at right now.
All right. So side topic. Not to go off the crazy because I'm really excited about this game today. But the NHL is a disgrace, what they did. Ghost gets two games, and Wilson gets nothing.
I was shocked by that, Ryan. Look, Ghost, to me, what it looked like is an unintentional sort of push, graze, I don't know how to put it, and the guy loses his edge and goes into the board. I don't know. I was surprised that was a two-game suspension.
And to your
I mean, it's a
Joe,
dangerous play. It is a dangerous play, but
absolutely it was. But it yeah. was definitely intentional. It was intentional, but it wasn't like, oh, I'm trying to hurt you like Wilson was. It was like, I can't stand you right now. We're losing.
I mean, he intentionally, yeah, I think he intentionally pushed him, but I don't think he intentionally hurt him. I guess it's
absolutely
the difference.
Not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to the Sixers, Joe, absolutely. They're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. There's no doubt in anybody's mind. And we got to just see what happens. We got to let the games play. I don't think there's a guarantee that they're going to lose or win. And I think it's going to be a really exciting playoff to watch for once.
Well, it will be. I mean, I'm getting psyched to gear up.
I'm surprised, Ryan, that a lot of people, like Joe, just automatically assume that the Nets win that. And it is anyone's series. It's not as lopsided, as one-sided, as Joe seems to think. There are reasons that the Sixers are the one seed. You know, they're playing consistent, good defense and solid basketball. They're a well-coached team. I do have fears that Ben Simmons will revert to the Ben Simmons we've seen in the playoffs every year, and that will hinder us. But we've got a lot of pieces, and we've got a lot of momentum. And the Nets have none.
No, I get that. All right, Ryan, give me what you got, a living legend.
Before I do that, Joe, I just want to say thank you for reaching out to me back on Twitter, getting back to me about the Kobe books. About halfway through, and he's about to get drafted. It's a very good book, and it's helped me get through my recovery right now.
And I appreciate that. It was the leg injury, right?
Yes, sir. I broke my leg.
Well, good luck to you, man. Good luck.
I appreciate it. And a living legend, this hopefully wins. We're going to stay with the Phillies team and go with Michael Jack Schmidt, the greatest third baseman ever played a game.
Schmidt, you got it, man. Certainly
That's
around here.
Great.
No question about that.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
He's amazing.
You know, John, what I also like, so I just looked it up here, talking Sixers. I just Googled 2001 NBA Finals date. Starts July 8th, the finals, which means the Eastern Conference Finals, which is a lot of what we're talking about, Sixers and Nets. It's going to be late June. Now, the city is obviously, I mean, the state has lifted restrictions. Not all, but, you know, increasing normalcy. Obviously, to only continue to increase in all likelihood. I mean, by the time you get – because the first round, whatever. They're going to win this first round series any which way, second round series any which way. But, you know, when you talk about a series in late June, which is about 6 weeks from now, you could have a pretty good amount of fans at the Wells Fargo Center,
Yeah, that's not something I thought of, but that's a huge plus.
That is a big plus.
Especially for the Sixers.
I mean, is that 10,000 fans? I don't know. Is it 12,000? I have no idea. I just know this. It'll be more than it is currently.
And I know that group of fans will make a difference. They will make a bigger difference, no matter the number.
I agree.
Than any other arena in the NBA.
I'm really impressed. Phillies games, and I've noticed with some other games also on TV, like how much noise 10,000 fans can make.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't feel to me like a three-quarters empty stadium. It just doesn't. Now, maybe part of that's because a lot of times when you watch a Phillies game, other than the heyday of 10 years ago, there's only 20,000 down there maybe, or 22, whatever the heck the number would be. So maybe it doesn't seem like a tiny decibel level because it's only half of what you might normally have. But
I don't know.
It has struck me like those 10,000 or so fans make a good amount of noise.
You know what strikes me about all that we as fans haven't been doing a good enough job.
Why?
Because it is comparable. Well, like based on what you can hear, you know, and what the players are saying. The players are saying, "Hey, it sounds like a full, you know, a full joint. The place is rocking." You gotta assume the people who are going to the games now are hardcore fans. You know, like they're the ones who are taking pride in being loud and being involved and making a difference in the play on the court or on the field.
Sure.
Maybe we need to internalize this and take a lesson and recognize that some of us were slacking previously.
Prior to COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
If this is as loud now with, you know, a quarter of the people, imagine if we quadrupled that sound.
Yeah,
like, but we could be even louder. We could make an even bigger difference.
Yeah, but to
when we're all back, when everything's healthy.
Yeah, but you got to give me something to cheer for. I mean, I go down to a 2019 Phils game and they're 81-81. What am I gonna do? Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lenny and Pittman. Lenny, you're on WIP.
Hey, yeah. Good morning, guys. How you doing? Just real quickly, I'd like to put a no on the Phillies for the simple fact somebody else touched on it. The Rangers get one of their guys totally ambushed. The next drop of the puck, they're going at it. Bryce Harper, who arguably has got to be one of the top five players in the league, gets hit in the face. Your next batter gets hit in the ribs, and you do nothing. I am just so disappointed in that. I'm beside myself.
Well, at least Hector, the next game, ninth inning, did administer some punishment. So I wish they had done it more immediate also, but it didn't go unrecognized.
That's dicey, Lenny. I mean, they got the warning immediately, and if someone would have gotten plunked, that we would have been suspended. You know, like that pitcher would have been suspended. And the way we're setting up right now, we don't have the arms in our bullpen or, you know, wherever in the starting rotation to sacrifice a pitcher.
Lenny, I'm mostly with you, man. I mean, I've been pretty clear about this. Stand up for your teammates. You know,
that's my opinion.
Yep, I'm with you.
Okay, and my living hero is Buzz Aldrin. With Michael Collins dying and Neil Armstrong, he's the only man left that walked on the moon first.
All right, man. Lenny, you got it. That's a big answer right
there.
Buzz. I don't know that I knew Buzz is still alive. Because I thought a few of those astronauts died in the last five to 7 years.
But Buzz Aldrin is alive. He is 91 years old. Buzz, that's a big answer.
That is a big answer.
I could win.
That is a big answer. Let's talk to David in Fairmount. What's going on, David?
Hey, guys. I wanted to flesh out the information on Ted Williams' service in the Korean War in a way that might be of interest to some of your listeners.
Yes, sure.
So he was a Marine Corps fighter pilot. And while he served during World War II, he was a flight instructor in Pensacola during the war. He didn't see combat. He was then placed on what they call in the military inactive reserve, which means they can call you up anytime, but you don't have to report for duty once a month and 2 weeks a year. So he didn't slump for like 6 to 7 years. He'd never been at the controls of an airplane. And then the Korean War breaks out, and he's called back to service. And he has to learn how to fly, you know, high-performance fighter jets, which had, you know, been developed in his absence. And it wasn't easy.
Wow.
And he winds up flying 37 combat missions. And for half of those combat missions, his wingman was another famous Marine Corps fighter pilot named John Glenn. John Glenn was...
Get out of here.
He was John Glenn's wingman.
The John Glenn. And, wow. Holy smokes.
Yeah, first American to orbit. And so on one of those missions, and that was a killing war. And on one of those missions, he took ground fire, and his aircraft was badly damaged. This is Ted Williams, and he had to limp it back to get close to, you know, the airstrip back in their own territory. But by the time he landed, his plane was on fire. Glenn witnessed the whole thing. So Williams' plane was on fire, and he couldn't get his landing gear down, so he had to go in on his belly and then leap from the burning plane.
Wow.
Holy cow. Glenn witnessed all that. He wasn't a great, you know, natural stick and rudder guy the way a guy like Glenn would be a professional pilot. So it wasn't easy for him. And that's amazing considering that, you know, I guess he and Joe DiMaggio were the two stars of the league.
Yeah.
He was already a living legend. And think about that.
Yeah, it's incredible, man.
Send him off to do, like, you know, hitting and striking USO demonstrations. He was thrust right into the middle of a killing war. That was amazing.
It's an amazing story, man. David. Appreciate you for providing that info. Listen, David, give me someone who's a living legend.
My living legend was going to be Buzz Aldrin, but I have to correct your previous caller. Neil Armstrong died like 6 years ago. So I was going to say Buzz because of Michael Collins' death. Of the 12 men that walked on the moon, Buzz is still alive, and Charlie Duke is from Apollo 16, and Jack Schmidt from Apollo 17. There's only three of them left.
You got it, man. All right, David, thanks for the phone call, man. Great stuff. Appreciate that very much. Let's go
amazing story.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Let's talk to Jim in Northeast Philly. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you? I have a couple of questions at you. Now, let's say the Phillies are doing well and it comes at a trade deadline, or, you know, it looks like they could go pretty far. So even if wanted to spend over there, who do we have in the minors that we could even trade? Who would be a center fielder or pitcher we could go after? Yeah. And, you know, I mean, realistically, so are we going to trade a veteran? And who will we wouldn't want to trade?
Great questions here. So Seltzer will have a better feel on the Phils minor league than I think I or John would. James, if a team wanted the Phillies' best prospect trade deadline, who is that?
I mean, it's Spencer Howard technically, but he's up. I mean, Mick Abels, the top guy you would probably want if you're another team, the guy they just drafted in the first round this past year. I don't think they would trade him for, like, a center fielder. I don't think there's any chance they'd do
and
that.
And, Jim, as far as who to acquire, it's kind of early to know. I mean, you got to see who's in contention and who's not come July.
Would you say that Jackie Bradley Jr. would have been slightly better than what we have in center field?
I would say 90-year-old Willie Mays would be better than what they have in
No, the reason why I'm answering that, I have a problem with Dombrowski and Fold. He was available all the way up to what, spring training, Bradley? And the thing is, at least that would have been a stopgap measure. And here we wasted all that money on our fourth or fifth starter, given, you know, Quinn money and all these people, and we could have gotten he would have been a better option.
Yeah.
Now my center field, who would play center field? Well, I would move Bryce Harper to center, put Brad Miller in right. Bryce Harper could, you know, that would be a better choice right there.
You know, that is, I haven't considered that. Let me think about that. Jim, give me a living legend.
Steve Lefty Carlton.
Carlton, you got it, Jim. Appreciate the phone call. That was an interesting theory right there. Can you move Bryce to center? He's not going to be as good on the range. And then have a better stick with Brad Miller. James, you have an opinion on that? If Bryce Harper were to play center field as a way to get Brad Miller in at right field.
I mean, Brad Miller has to be in the lineup right now, one way or another. It feels like he's one of the few guys who you can count on a night-to-night basis to give you hits. But, I mean, Bryce Harper has played center field in the past.
I know.
I would not want to put Bryce Harper in center.
I mean, John,
especially
it's better.
His injuries and stuff.
It's better than a guy hitting 100.
It's so much better.
Yeah, I mean,
what we've got.
Yeah, look, if he's willing to do it, yeah, from a lineup perspective, it's light years.
I mean, John, the other team's going to get the occasional double or triple that he can't get to, and it gets into a gap. You know, he's not going to cover as much ground as Roman Quinn or some of these other guys. But
yeah.
But I honestly hadn't even thought of that. I mean, I think it's something to consider.
I think it's our best option right now.
I would go with Maton first, but if that doesn't work, you just can't.
He's played 187 games in his career in center field, so that's substantial. It's more than I thought it was.
You can't have a position provide a batting average of like 115, whatever the heck it is. I don't even know what it is anymore, but I mean, they all have stunk, every single one of them.
I know that he would have better range than O'Double does. I totally believe
that. I don't know about that.
I think he'll get a better jump. He'll get a better jump. He'll have a better pre-hit read, or I don't know what it's called.
Better routes to the ball.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, the King, Howard Eskin, his thoughts on the Eagles draft, what they did. Also, these two teams, Sixers and Phils, who does he believe in to kind of get it done this year? All that and more up ahead. Phone calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parks Sportsbook app, my sportsbook app of choice. Baseball's back. Golf is back. It's in full swing. Sign up now. Bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more. They have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. The Parks Sportsbook app has it all, live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball, like points, rebounds, goals, and strikeouts. Based here in the Delaware Valley, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app gives you home field advantage. And new customers only, sign up now, get your first bet risk-free up to $500. You can put that toward pro baseball today, Milwaukee at Philly. We're underdogs, and I'm not feeling great about our chances against one of the best pitchers in baseball. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. That's parkscasino.com/PA, promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions. Parks Casino Sportsbook. Bet with the home team. Bet with the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.